Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life, science. Well, today, the spirit is definitely in the air at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards here in New York. And Michael Grossman is the board chair of Volunteer New York. Michael, thank you so much for joining us
My pleasure.
Our first guest today.
Thank you for being here.
There's a lot of people here today.
Over 600.
You know, isn't it just incredible when you think about that, getting 600 people in a room in the morning, early in the morning, and it's kind of the whole spirit that's behind these awards today. It's people who show up. Tell us your role in Volunteer New York and then also today and what it's all about.
Well, thank you. And you hit the nail on the head. It's about volunteers that are best in class, really. This event is how I got involved with the organization. I was not aware of it. I ended up actually accommodating their space requirements, and part of our lease was I get to give out an award. And that was about 10 years ago. I came to the breakfast. I had chills in the back of my neck the entire time, listening to the most inspiring people that give of themselves. They tell their story of how they were motivated and inspired. And you just think to yourself, gee, I need to do more. What else can I do? And it just moves you to action. And I've had the good fortune to be asked to be on the board. I've been the board chair for the last 2 years. And it's an honor. And today was just like every other event that we've had, the Volunteer Spirit Awards. The people that stand up and tell their story they're remarkable. They're heroes in their own way, and they go about their lives helping others and really asking for nothing in return. But they get so much more in giving,
yes,
of course.
As I'm sure you did as well when it was at your time of doing that. Yes.
Yes. And so it's been a great education for me. It's been an incredible experience. Elisa Keston, our executive director, is mind-blowing. I can't say enough great things about her. She's an inspiration. She runs a military operation at this event. Her staff is passionate. They are hardworking. They do so much for the communities that we operate in, and so I appreciate the opportunity to.
Yes. Just what is your vision? You know, this is obviously such a huge success, but this is one day out of the 365 days that volunteers show up and do. What is your vision? What is your goal? If you had your wish come true for Volunteer New York, what would it be?
It's to continue our path, really, and have a greater impact on the communities that we are based in, and that's Rockland, Westchester, and Putnam counties. And we're using technology. We have a phenomenal board there. Each one has specialties and interests and the smarts to help the organization evolve. And it continues to evolve. We have our 3, 5, or 7-year plan. We have great technology that we put into act right now, and did I mention the staff is phenomenal? It is second to none in my opinion.
Well, the best of humanity.
Yes.
And everything else sort of melts away as noise in the background when it comes to something as inspiring as these awards today, the Volunteer Spirit Awards. Michael Grossman, Board Chair of Volunteer New York, thank you so much for being with us,
thank you so much
for all that you do on behalf of all the communities in which you kind of oversee to make sure it's all running smoothly. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And it's such an honor to be here today at the Volunteer Spirit Awards, the 39th annual. I'm Laura Smith. More from Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown today at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. And we're being produced by Shark Creative today, always brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Speaking of social responsibility, being at these awards this morning is so important in the social realm of life, because it's about showing up and giving back to a community, expecting nothing in return, but the honor and privilege of working to help others' lives be better. Well, my guest right now is Salvatore Gangemi. He is a partner at Mirtha Colina, which is attorneys at law in Stamford, Connecticut, specializing in employment law. Sal, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is this your first time at the Volunteer Spirit Awards?
Yes, it is. I only learned about the organization, Volunteer New York, about 2 or 3 months ago. So today is the first time I've come to any of the special events that they have.
So how were you feeling when you were in that room today and hearing some of those really impactful stories?
Well, you know, I go to a lot of events that are held by not-profit agencies, and I'm generally bored when I go, because they don't speak to me or they don't reach out to me. But I have to say that this was one of the most exciting events that I've been to in a long time. I mean, I was literally on the edge of my seat listening to each of the speakers, including the award recipients, talk about their stories.
What did you come away with?
Well, I was one of the reasons I ended up coming, I was invited to come by the executive director, Elisa Keston. And one of the reasons I ended up coming was because I thought I might want to get involved with the organization. But I think it sparked something in me. You see, I'm wearing one of these
bracelets. You're wearing the bracelet, yes.
It sparked something in me, and I know I absolutely am going to get involved with the organization.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What do you think you would be? Would you be using your skills as an attorney, perhaps?
Well,
pro bono work,
well,
that type of thing?
I would certainly be willing to do that, but at this point, I'd be willing to volunteer in any capacity that they...
Where they needed you.
That's exactly right.
Well, I guess you were the exact target today.
Yes, I think I was.
Yes, I'm sure there's a strategy to who they invite, because they know who has the potential and the heart for giving back, and somebody saw that in you.
Thank you, Sal.
I congratulate you for being here and for really answering the call, which I guess is something all of us at some point in our lives we need to kind of get in touch with, because giving back, there's nothing like it.
That's right. And thank you for speaking with me.
Yes,
today.
Thank you, Sal.
Thanks.
Great to have you today.
Thank you.
An old DJ, not an old DJ, DJ.
Not old. On AM radio, but that was a long time ago.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Thank you so much. Sal Gangemi, partner at Mirtha Colina, attorneys at law in Stamford. He's here today at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards, and they really did their impact on you, and We're very happy for the whole organization. Such a wonderful, wonderful day. So many people inspired to come and give back and show up and volunteer in their communities. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, for the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Today's event, I have been to a lot of events, and I've done this many, many times, but the one prevailing sentiment and energy within the room right now is one of inspiration. And the Volunteer Spirit Awards is just that. It brings out that type of spirit and that type of energy. I'm grateful to be speaking with the recipient today of the Legacy Award, Doug Rogers, Corporate Vice President of New York Life. Congratulations, the Legacy Award. That sounds very important and very wonderful, and it probably well deserved. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, I was overwhelmed when I was told that I was going to be the recipient. I was shocked.
Probably
the first time in my life, I was speechless. I volunteered pretty much all my adult life. My volunteerism never was done to receive accolades or congratulations or anything like that. Something needs to get done. I jumped in. I did it. I moved on to the next thing.
Right.
I never said, oh, well, I'm doing this to so then I can get my name in the paper or I get a picture taken.
Of course,
that wasn't me.
People don't volunteer for those reasons.
That's exactly right.
How did you start? What were the volunteer activities you started with, and what do you volunteer in now as well?
As I said in my remarks, my volunteerism started in the 90s. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I worked with I was on a board of a nonprofit called Children Support Rights. And then my wife worked for a settlement house, and I was an active participant in all the activities that they had, particularly for the men. Teaching, budgeting, how to open a checking account, something, you know,
life
similar
skills.
Like the life skills. And then worked for, didn't always work at New York Life, although I've been there for 25 years.
It feels like it, right?
I had a time where I was actually homeless. And during that time, unknown, unseen, unfamiliar strangers reached out to me. And that just kind of solidified that volunteerism is what keeps the community going.
Now, were you homeless before or after you started volunteering?
During the time.
So you're showing up for other people, and yet you had needs yourself. I would say that's pretty selfless that
yes.
you did that.
I would agree.
And then you got back on your feet. Was that as a result of what other volunteers did to perhaps help you in some way or boost your confidence, whatever it took?
During our lifetimes, there are periods of ups and downs.
Yes.
This was a gap closer. I was down, People helped me. I saw that kind of need, and so then I started to participate in helping others. And so, I, you know, obviously with New York Life, I got involved with the volunteers, Volunteer New York. I took the Leadership Westchester class graduate of 2009.
Okay.
And that was a remarkable experience. And then I was asked to be on the board of Volunteer New York.
Yes.
And after 1 year, I don't know what they saw, but I guess they figured I had something to contribute more, and they made me the board chair. So yeah. I served as board chair, and then I've been very supportive of this organization. I'm very pleased that the turnout, we had over 600 people here today.
Yes.
So that was, you know, and it's just amazing that, you know, when you're in a room with a bunch of volunteers and this person inspires that person inspires. Yes. So I just hope that my remarks today will inspire others to make a commitment to volunteer. In fact, I did challenge the audience to give just 1 hour of direct service to another person.
For the whole year, 1 hour?
Just, that's all they have to do is 1 hour.
Yeah, because once you start, it turns into a whole lot more, right?
That's right, that's right.
What are your current volunteer activities now, Doug?
My biggest volunteer activity is at my church, which is in New Jersey, because I'm not a Westchester resident.
Okay.
I do a monthly food pantry. Where I distribute food baskets once a month to the seniors and those that are in need.
Yes. Well, it's inspiring, and I wish I had gotten to see. I was in here. I wasn't able to see your speech, but I can tell that you probably moved a lot of people today, and not only will they be contributing an hour of service, they're going to maybe end up like you, a serial volunteer.
And then serial volunteer stalker. Where's an opportunity? Where's an opportunity?
Yes, exactly. Congratulations to you on being the recipient today of the Legacy Award here at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards.
Thank you.
Really
very much.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for all you do on behalf of the world. Thank you so much. Doug Rogers, once again, Corporate Vice President of New York Life and today's recipient of the Legacy Award at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. What an incredible morning this is. The energy, the buzz, the feeling of inspiration is prevailing throughout the morning. We'll be speaking with more candidates, more people who won awards today, and even some sponsors. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lepolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lepolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lepolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lepolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lepolis Electric, 738-3550, or click lepoliselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, for the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life. Science. Well, today is such a special day. 600 volunteers strong, making this event probably the most inspirational anywhere in the county or the planet. I'm so happy to be here today with an award winner. He won an award. He was awarded the Social Advocacy Award today. His name's John McQuaid. John, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Social advocacy sounds like something pretty amazing and pretty substantial. Tell us what you won it for today.
I am. For the last 10 years, I was a home preservation counselor, counseling people who are behind on their mortgage and in foreclosure in an attempt to save their house and their families.
And so you offered free advice. Now, were you an attorney in your life, or were you a mortgage broker? How were you an expert in the field of home preservation advocacy?
No, I'm not really an expert. I took an online course and was tested. But my background is I am a CPA.
I see.
And I was a chief financial officer of construction companies before I retired.
I see.
But
so there's
a time.
Yes.
When I retired, I decided I need to do something to help people. And it happened to be during the financial crisis of 2008.
Oh, my goodness.
So
you must have had a full docket. That was a rough time, a really terrible time for so many people. And they must have felt incredibly supported having someone there, helping them walk through the process and just not feeling so alone.
Exactly. That's one of the primary contributions, holding their hands, explaining the process to them, bringing their anxiety level down.
Yes.
And knowing they had someone to work for them and help them.
Pretty amazing.
Hopefully many were able to get modifications on their mortgage.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Did you have some success in helping?
Yeah.
Yes?
More than 600.
Oh, my goodness.
Not just me. It was 1.8 people that worked. I did it 2 days a week. Another gentleman did it 2 days a week. And it was a full-time person as well.
That is absolutely incredible. You must feel very satisfied with that work. Are you still volunteering today?
I'm still doing it, yes.
How incredible. How can people find you, John?
I work for a nonprofit organization called the Housing Action Council in Tarrytown, New York.
Oh, right here.
We're a HUD-approved counseling service.
Wonderful. So Housing
Action Council, three words.
Housing Council Action Council. Very good. That is absolutely wonderful. Thank you on behalf of the community for what you do to really help buoy the human spirit. Thank you so much. John McQuaid, congratulations on being the award recipient today.
Thank you very much.
Really special stuff. Awarded for social advocacy with the whole home preservation counselor work that John McQuaid does. It's just one of the many reasons why today is truly the most inspirational event you can imagine. So grateful to be here today at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York. Well, we are at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. And we're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Today's event has just been teeming with people that honestly, I think it's they're the ones that make the world go round in such a special way. These are the volunteers who give up their time, their resources, and their hearts completely selflessly in return for what? Nothing but the gratification of helping another life. It's really beautiful to be here today. My guest right now is Michael Lang. He is the owner of Cinerama in Hartsdale. Michael, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, Cinerama, tell us exactly, I know I've interviewed you before, but for the sake of anyone listening right now, mm-hmm. tell us exactly what Cinerama is.
Well, Cinerama is the largest sign franchise in the world, and I serve as a franchise owner the entire Westchester area, a little bit beyond going to Fairfield County.
Yes.
And we do the design, fabrication, and install of any signage product that you can
any
think
size,
of.
Any
vehicle graphics, building signage, property signage, birthday banners.
You name it, you sign it. You have a sign for it. That's beautiful. Well, you're here, though, for some interesting reasons. Didn't win an award, but you have something interesting you're undertaking now. Tell us about it.
Correct. In early February, we launched a program called Signals 914, which is a grant program for nonprofits in Westchester. And what we are pledging $10,000 in signage products, marketing materials, and anybody, any Westchester-based nonprofit organization can apply for a grant. We will award the grants mid-May, and right now we are just shy of the deadline. We are closing the application period by April 10th.
I see.
And so far we have about 30 applications in, and if somebody hears this and is a nonprofit, go to signals914.org. And you can find the application.
Signals914.org. Wow, that's exciting. So some of these organizations that really don't have huge operating budgets, and they're going to be able to get some wonderful, I'm sure, high-tech, high-value signage to help their cause.
Exactly. That's the reason why we're doing this. There's so many wonderful organizations out there, and this morning was obviously testament to that. And one thing that is difficult for them is having a budget for marketing materials.
Absolutely.
Banner stands, whatever they take when they go to their respectable events. And I should say that we do this in partnership with Volunteer New York. Mm-hmm. They are the organization that connected us to the nonprofit world in Westchester.
Yes, what a fantastic organization they are. Michael Lang, you're going to make a big difference. You're going to make impact. And congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's great to be here today. And I'm sure you've enjoyed it as well. And it will last for a long time.
It will.
Those stories that you heard in there this morning with the 39th Volunteer Spirit Awards. Truly inspirational. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the Tarrytown Marriott, the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. And we are at the 39th Annual Spirit Awards. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. What a day today has been, and it's still people still mixing and mingling after the 600 strong event of all these amazing volunteers. And there were many that were awarded incredible honors today for all the work they do, the volunteer work they do in the community, that which, if, in my estimation, is what makes the world go round. I'm very honored to be here with Barbara Jenkel. She won the Humanitarian Award today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was actually my dog, Blip, that was part of this award.
Really, your dog, Blip?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do tell.
Well, I volunteered at East Coast Assistance Dogs, which is a children's village, for 17 years. And the residents there train the dogs to become service dogs. And the service dogs are placed with individuals with disabilities and our veterans, and they provide mobility and emotional support to these individuals. I was lucky enough to get Blip on a radar, Blip, as home handler. He was a certified service dog, therapy dog, and stud dog.
And stud dog?
He had 50 children.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're all out working.
He's a real dog.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Oh, my goodness.
When I left ECAD, I volunteered at Montrose Hospital, VA Hospital, the Bronx VA Hospital, the Sanctuary from Children's Village, and Northern Westchester Hospital.
Oh, my goodness. That's
with
really...
Blip was one.
Oh, my gosh. And so he must have been the most beloved volunteer there. What kind of a dog is Blip?
A golden retriever.
I see.
And actually, what was interesting when you say he was the most beloved dog, one of the maintenance men there was petting Blip because Blip was one of his favorite dogs, and he stood up and he put his arm on my shoulder and he said, "I hate to tell you, everyone loves Blip. You're just a tag along."
Well,
so I was in my place.
Well, apparently not just a tag along today that you received this award. How many hours of volunteerism do you do per year, would you say, or even per week? Let's make it easier. How many hours?
I would say I would do 4 days a week, at least 4 hours.
That's incredible. 16 hours a week where you're just giving selflessly, and Blip is as well.
You know, I always say, and my husband hates me to say this, I think volunteerism is a very selfish job because we would not do it if we didn't get anything in return.
Obviously, you are getting so much in return, but in that, you are also giving, and people are lucky enough to get all the help. Thank you so much, and thank Blip for us, too. Congratulations.
Well, he passed away.
Oh, he did. Well, we can still talk to him.
Well, last October, he passed away.
Oh.
And I am getting Trip, his grandson. And so I will obviously have 3 generations of service dogs, and I am so excited to get Trip, who go right back into volunteer work with me.
That is exciting. Good luck, and thank you so much for being here. Congratulations, Barbara Jenkel, winner of the Humanitarian Award today at the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. What an incredible day with a lot of really inspirational people. I'm Laura Smith from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on 2 things, to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers Tiaka. Rutgers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, New York, for the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life, science. Well, today's event has just been an incredible inspiration to everyone participating and people watching from the sidelines, and obviously for the people who are really the recipients of all the incredible work that people in the community do on a daily basis, giving of themselves selflessly, often without even, people don't even realize sometimes where the help and the support's coming from. So it's so inspirational to be here today at the Volunteer Spirit Awards. David Ringler is a graduate of Leadership Westchester. David, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
So tell us about Leadership Westchester.
It's one of the signature programs that Volunteer New York puts on every year. Brings together 20 individuals from around the county to take a very introspective look at themselves, where they are going, how they want to get there, and the impact that they want to have on their families and the community around them.
So what are some of the, what is there training involved? I mean,
It's a very intensive 10-month program.
Tell us about it. Like, what kind of things did you have to train at?
Sure. So you're really looking internally to understand what it is that drives you to do whatever it is that you're doing. On the first day of the class, our facilitator tells us that for many of us, we're going to end up changing what we do. And we all laugh.
You mean like your careers?
Like totally change their careers. And inevitably, three people in my class last year quit their jobs.
And why is that? What is the impetus behind that?
You realize that what it is you're doing does not fulfill your mission in life, your personal mission and what you want to accomplish. And we spend a lot of time understanding what are our values, what drives us. And it gives us a real outlook on how we want to make the rest of our lives impactful.
That sounds wonderful. We used to say, what blesses one blesses all. So you becoming very hyper aware of what your mission is in life and your goals, there's a ripple effect. So now you're starting to do things that really are meaningful to you, becoming so helpful to other people. What kind of volunteering do you do? Do you do any volunteering currently?
Oh, absolutely. I work with a number of nonprofits on a pro bono basis to help them understand different areas of their organization, board development, planned giving, how to better understand their donors, and really put together an action plan to help their donors make a commitment to the organization for their entire life.
So you mean some of these corporations, they often have a philanthropic sort of segment to their corporate culture and structure, and you help to guide them on how to do it in a cohesive way so that they can truly make a bigger impact, or?
Not so much on the corporate side, more on the individual donor side.
I see.
So an individual donor cares about an organization, and in many ways they want to make a really transformative gift, but they may not understand how to do that so it doesn't impact their family in a negative way.
I see.
And so we work together.
You're talking about financial gifts, correct?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And do it in a way that will help them not only fulfill their mission, but
yes,
also take care of their family at the same time.
That's
so you don't have to give up one to do the other.
To do the other. That's really incredible. You must have learned a lot. You're a graduate.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we learned is about giving back. And one of the things that my class did in conjunction with another class is start a scholarship fund to help people who, frankly, can't afford to do a program like this. We all recognize that we're very, very lucky. And so we all got together and said, well, how do we get other people involved? And so by building this scholarship fund, Volunteer New York is able to go out to underserved communities and find people, find that diamond in the rough, and say, we think that this program would be great for you. You don't have to worry about the financial commitment. We'll take care of that and bring them in so that they can then learn what we are learning, take it back to their communities, and as you talked about earlier, that ripple effect will continue.
Yes.
And they'll take that and what they learned and help other people find their way as well.
It's really amazing. You look inspired. Do you feel inspired today?
One of the reasons I love coming here is I leave feeling so much more excitement and motivation and truly inspired to go back. I always look at the mission statement that I made in Leadership Westchester to really just get myself energized.
Amazing. Thank you so much. David Ringler, congratulations on graduating from Leadership Westchester. And honestly, thanks for all you do in the community and beyond. I'm sure it's a great deal. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Today's 39th annual Volunteer Spirit Awards has been nothing but inspirational, and we're grateful to be here today. And we're at the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, a great backdrop for this beautiful event, 600 people strong this morning. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Westchester's Marriott in Tarrytown, New York. Well, we are here for the 39th annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. What an incredible morning. I have never seen so much energy, inspiration, and just really people are alive this morning. Volunteerism seems to do that to people. And today for the 39th annual, there's one woman who has truly, really the wind beneath the wings of the organization. She is the executive director of Volunteer New York, Elisa Keston. Thank you so much for being here.
It is a pleasure to be here and to have Shark back with us again to amplify this wonderful morning. We can only fit 600 people in that room, and this is a way to get the message out of how beautiful it was to so many of your listeners.
Do you know, 600 people in a room at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning, it takes something special to motivate that many people for one great cause, which is really so many different causes. I'm just amazed by so many people I've talked to today. Some of them were awarded these honors for all the volunteerism they do, but I am so impressed with their level of gratitude for being able to do what they do. It's such an interesting thing to watch volunteers like this. But you have seen it all over the years. 39th annual. How long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the organization since I graduated from one of our signature programs, Leadership Westchester, in 2005. And then I joined the board. I was on the board for 6 years and then had the opportunity to apply for and be selected to become the executive director in 2010. So I have seen the power of the organization, but I've grown up, like so many other people, with family and adults in my life that showed me by example the importance of volunteering. And what I love about the fact that Volunteer New York exists in our community is that it's for any cause and any challenge. And there will always be a need for volunteers. Mm-hmm. We won't know what it's going to be in 5 years or 10 years. We just know that volunteers will be called on, and we want to make sure that we're here helping deliver that as easily and efficiently for the volunteers and for the nonprofits who need them.
It's been around for 70 years, correct?
We're Volunteer now starting our 70th year, yes.
That is just incredible. So I am so inspired just by being here today. Would I just ring you up or look on your website and I say I want to volunteer and I don't even know how to start? Would I be able to call you up and just start the process?
Absolutely. I mean, you can certainly do it on your own, do it yourself on our website. But the beauty of Volunteer New York is that we are a group of dedicated, small and mighty group of people and volunteers who are there to answer the phone, to meet with people in person. And anybody, we talk with people who are young families trying to figure out what opportunities might be available for them, teenagers, young professionals, folks who are transitioning between opportunities, people who have time after they've worked and they've retired, people with special needs, people who just, you know, want to give back. We're there. We can help anyone think through the process and connect in any way they want to.
Really incredible. What would you say is Volunteer New York's next big goal? Is there such a thing? Do you have specific goals, or is it just always to just keep growing and giving more?
Well, I think we always want to keep growing, but I think our goal for the next 3 years is not only to get people to take action, but once they've taken the first action, getting them to stay involved. So we're very focused on retention and keeping people engaged and making sure, as you heard from some of the honorees today, that we are being smart, data-driven, so that we understand the best way to attract people, keep them coming back, finding ways to give back, because it, like in any business, it's a lot easier to keep a customer then go out and get a new one. So just as we want to keep bringing more people into the world of volunteering, we want people who are volunteering to keep it up.
To keep it up. Well, I've met so many incredible people today that not only are they keeping up, but they're reinventing themselves and doing more and better things on a daily basis, even dogs.
Absolutely.
Yes, we interviewed Blip's mom today. So it really, thank you for all that you do. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine the vast impact you've had on our wonderful community here in Westchester County and even the world, because those things, like I said to another person who is sitting here, it's a ripple effect. And so, yeah,
a lot
of good. Thank you so much. Elisa Keston, Executive Director of Volunteer New York. Congratulations on going beyond 70 years, 70 times 7. What a wonderful day here, 600 people strong, to really show their support for this incredible organization, the 39th Annual Volunteer Spirit Awards. It's been one of a kind type of situations. I think it might have just changed my life. I now am thinking about what I'd like to do to give back. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.